After 2 weeks of online instruction, students are back in Harris Hall, room 107, for Professor Amy Stanley's Global History class. The class of around 115 people met in person for the first time this quarter on Wednesday.
I am delighted. I couldn't be happier to be back in the classroom.
That's Stanley. She said she missed teaching in person during Wildcat Wellness.
I feel strongly that learning takes place in a social context, and it's a lot more fun, and people are much more engaged when they feel like they know their fellow students.
Wildcat Wellness officially ended on Tuesday. Among other COVID-19 precautions, during this period, classes were held entirely remotely. The current positivity rate is 2.01%, with 299 new positives recorded in the past week. While some students welcome the return to in-person classes, some are less excited. McCormick senior Alexis Puente signed a petition asking the university to extend Wildcat Wellness.
I feel like the school was kind of rushing to get back to in-person and didn't really plan things through.
Puente said he does not feel comfortable in class and wishes there were more hybrid alternatives available. Bean and sophomore Olivia Pierce echoed Puente's concerns. Pierce also signed the petition, which amassed almost 1,500 signatures from students, faculty, and others in the Northwestern community.
It's asking that Northwestern provides N95 or KN95 masks to all undergraduates, graduate students, faculty, and staff. The petition is asking to pause in-person classes until the university no longer needs to assign roommates to those in 1835 Hinman. And then hybrid options should be provided for all students enrolled, and free take-home tests should be readily accessible.
Pierce said the petition has been endorsed by activist groups, including NU Community Not Cops and Students Organizing for Labor Rights. A major concern for those who signed the petition is having hybrid options available for students who can't attend classes because they have COVID-19. Communication sophomore Aman Datta is one of those students. Datta tested positive for COVID-19 and was placed in 1835 Hinman to quarantine at the end of Wildcat Wellness. He said he has been able to watch some of his lectures remotely, but it is harder to make up discussion-based classes. He said his professors have been accommodating despite these challenges.
The professors are happy to meet, you know, and discuss the material. I certainly don't feel like I'm falling behind.
Although he did not get the chance to go to in-person classes this week, he said he's looking forward to them.
It's just a lot easier to be present and focused and, like, you know, sort of engage with the material when you're in person.
Datta added, though, that he understands the concerns of people signing the petition.
It's a hard thing to sort of prioritize because going back in person means that probably a lot more people are going to get COVID. I'm happy to go back to in person, but I definitely understand why some people are not as happy.
Medill professor Joe Mathewson is glad to be teaching in person again. He said it was harder to connect with students via Zoom. Mathewson is
88 years young,
but he said he feels safe and is not worried about personal exposure in the classroom.
I think it's impossible to eradicate this darn disease. We're going to have to learn how to live with it, and I think we're doing that.
Catherine Odom, WNUR News.